President Bush reacted to the news of 7.2% growth by giving credit to the tax cuts he persuaded Congress to enact. Democrats caution that one big quarter does not mean the economy is ready to roar back. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The president, on the road raising money for his campaign and promoting his energy proposals, enthusiastically took credit for the better-than-expected economic report. Speaking to an audience in Columbus, Ohio, Mr. Bush said that putting more money in people's pockets has begun to yield positive results.
Exports are expanding, investment is rising, housing construction is growing. The tax relief we passed is working.
The president said that it's important to stay the course he has laid out and criticized Democrats, some of whom have suggested that the tax cuts be rolled back, either in part or entirely, to offset the costs of the war in Iraq or to pay for health care programs. Polls have consistently shown the economy to be a weakness for the president going into the election year, and that issue, along with Iraq, will play a big role in whether he wins a second term. The president seemed mindful of that today, cautioning that Americans should not expect such a strong growth rate every quarter, and stating flatly that there are still too many people unemployed.
I'm concerned about the stories I read where people are, you know, want to find work and can't find work. It means we got a problem. If there's one person looking for work and can't find work, it says we have a problem. We've got to continue to create the conditions for economic growth. And the tax cut, the two tax cuts, we're an integral part of creating the conditions for growth.
Still, the criticism from the Democrats persists. Connecticut Senator Christopher Dodd, during a hearing today, noted that in the same three-month period in which there was just such dramatic growth in the GDP, there was also a loss of 41,000 jobs. Congressman Pete Stark of California said it was a little too early to declare, quote, mission accomplished. Mr. Bush and the Republicans know that they can't expect such rosy economic news to continue from now until Election Day, but they also know that today's numbers come at a time when polls show declining faith in the president's handling of the economy, and they hope that maybe this news is the beginning of a trend. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.